Have you ever heard something in your bike that no one else would ever notice, but you knew it mattered? Not a breakdown, not a dramatic failure, just a subtle shift in tone, a vibration, a rattle that wasn't there yesterday, a note that doesn't belong. If you've ridden long enough, you know that motorcycles don't just make noise. They communicate. And sometimes what they're telling you has nothing to do with steel or torque specs, and everything to do with you. This isn't a story about mechanical failure. It's about the moment a machine stops being a possession and becomes a reflection, a mirror that shows you something about yourself. Out on an empty stretch of road, miles from civilization, schedules, or a safety net, a single harmonic at 3,200 RPM forces a rider to slow down. Not just his bike, but his thinking. What follows isn't a roadside repair, it's a confrontation. With shortcuts taken, with assumptions made, with the quiet arrogance of, it's probably fine. If you've ever trusted a machine with your life, if you've ever felt the thin line between control and consequence, if you've ever realized that the road doesn't create clarity, it reveals it, then this story is for you. Because sometimes the most important thing your motorcycle gives you isn't horsepower. It's honesty. Welcome along for another hangout, everyone. In our hangouts, we discuss stories from the saddle, motorcycling experiences, and biker-related topics.
Let's get to it.
If you're part of the 93% that are new to the channel, welcome. Something in the algorithm thought you might appreciate a different kind of motorcycle conversation. Around here, we go a little deeper. And to the returning viewers and frequent commenters, especially subscribers, I appreciate you more than you know. The Ghost in the Machine, a short story for the hangout, Stories from the Saddle. Have you ever noticed how a motorcycle sounds different 500 miles from your home than it does 5 miles from your driveway? In the garage, it's machinery, predictable, contained, a system of torque values and tolerances. But somewhere past the 10-hour mark, when the sun flattens into that punishing horizontal glare and your shadow stretches long beside you, the motorcycle stops being a possession. It becomes a voice. And if you've ridden far enough, long enough, you know exactly what I mean. This story begins with a sound. The first whisper. It started in the Cascades. Not a bang, not a failure, nothing dramatic enough to justify panic. Just a harmonic shift at exactly 3,200 RPM. Not 3,000, not 3,500, 3,200. It wasn't loud, it was intentional. A faint resonance that hadn't been there the day before. A kind of thing most riders would bury beneath music or dismiss as wind. When you're 3 days into a 4,000-mile loop, you don't ignore changes in tone. Out there, your motorcycle isn't transportation. It's telemetry. It's your nervous system made of metal and fire. I rolled off the throttle and let the engine settle. The sound disappeared. I brought it back to 3,200. There it was again. A ghost note. I pulled into a gravel turnout overlooking a canyon carved so deep that it looked like the earth had been wounded. I shut the engine down and listened to the ticking of hot metal cooling in thin mountain air. No warning lights, no oil smells, no visible leaks, just the memory of that tone. And the uncomfortable feeling that the machine was trying to tell me something. The space between the rider and the machine. There's a myth we like to believe that modern motorcycles are sealed perfection, black boxes of engineering brilliance, As long as they start and stop on command, we assume harmony. But seasoned riders know better. Machines drift. Bolts settle. Brackets fatigue. Metal remembers stress. I didn't reach for my phone. There was no cell signal anyway. I didn't open a manual. Instead, I sat on a rock and watched heat shimmer off the cooling fins. Somewhere in the bike's architecture, equilibrium had shifted. The question wasn't what part had failed. The question was why I hadn't noticed it sooner. I took out a wrench and began with the obvious: engine mounts, exhaust hangers, frame connections, not because I knew, but because I needed to feel the tension. There's something grounding about steel threads engaging cleanly, about the honesty of torque. A bolt is either tight or it isn't. There's no abstraction, no interpretation. Out there, in the canyon wind, I realized how much of life had become intangible. Emails, metrics, digital conversations. But this was binary truth. Steel against steel. I found nothing loose. That was worse. The vibration grows. By the time I crossed into the high desert of East Oregon, the sun had dipped and left behind a bruised colored horizon. The air thinned, the road emptied, and the vibration had changed. It was no longer a sound, it was a sensation. A faint tremor through the right peg at, always, 3,200 RPM. I tested it again. Steady throttle, there it was. Roll off, gone. It felt surgical, precise, almost deliberate. You start to imagine things on long rides. Fatigue plays tricks. But this wasn't imagination. It had rhythm. It had consistency. I found a gas station that time had forgotten. The paint peeled in long curls. One pump might have worked. A single sodium vapor lamp buzzed overhead like an insect trapped in a jar. Under that jaundiced light, I pulled the fairings. Grease under my fingernails, gravel biting into my knees, desert wind slipping under my jacket. This is the dividing line between someone who rides and someone who tours. It's easy to love motorcycles when they're polished and parked in perfect light. It's different at 11 p.m., alone, when steel refuses to explain itself. I checked belt tension, oil level, fasteners. Everything looked fine. But fine isn't good enough when something has changed. And then I remembered something that bothered me more than the vibration. The week before the trip, I had rushed the oil change, skipped the second torque check, told myself it would be close enough. Machines don't judge you. They just record your shortcuts. The crack. I slowed down. Stopped thinking about the motel 300 miles east. Stop thinking about the schedule. Just listened. Tapped brackets lightly with the handle of the wrench. Felt for resonance, for asymmetry. And then I saw it. A hairline fracture in the rear fuel tank mount bracket. So small, it vanished unless light struck it at exactly the right angle. Under load, at a very specific harmonic frequency, it sang at 3,200 RPM. The ghost wasn't supernatural. It was physics. Maybe it was a flaw from the factory, probably invisible for thousands of miles until vibration, time, and my own impatience conspired to amplify it. The bracket wasn't broken, but it was becoming something else. A problem. The midnight fix. I didn't have a welder. I had wire, pliers, and time. So I clean the metal carefully, no shortcuts now, wrap the steel in a figure-eight pattern that distributed load across the bracket and frame, tensioned it gradually, working with the metal instead of forcing it. There's a point in repairs like that where frustration dissolves, where there's no rider, no bike, only alignment. When I finished, it wasn't close to factory, but it was better than that. It was a problem understood and solved. I thumbed the starter. The engine caught instantly. I held the throttle steady. 3,200 RPM. Silence. Not the absence of sound, but the absence of discord. The ghost was gone. The ride home. The sunrise over the painted hills the next morning felt sharper somehow. Not because the colors were brighter, but because I was. The final 500 miles were different. The bike felt integrated. The subtle paranoia gone. The hum of combustion clean and linear. Experienced riders know this feeling. When the barrier between the rider and the machine dissolves. When throttle input becomes thought, when the wind no longer pushes against you but flows around you, we talk about destinations, about miles logged, about scenic overlooks. But real transformation happens in those quiet mechanical confrontations, in the dark, in the middle of nowhere, when no one is watching and the only thing at stake is your attention. Maintenance isn't a chore. It's a relationship, and relationships deteriorate when neglected. Out there in the desert, I wasn't fixing a motorcycle. I was correcting my own carelessness. As the miles unwound beneath my tires, I realized something familiar to anyone who has ridden far enough to meet themselves. The road doesn't create clarity. It reveals it. And when the machine is aligned, when the vibration is gone, when the ghost has been named, you're not riding toward home. You're in harmony. And for a little while, the road, the engine, and the rider become a single functioning truth. And maybe that's the part we don't talk about enough. It wasn't the canyon, it wasn't the desert, it wasn't even the crack in the bracket. It was the pause. The decision to stop, to listen, to take responsibility instead of chasing miles. When the vibration disappeared at 3,200 RPM after the fix, it wasn't just mechanical silence, it was alignment, attention restored, care corrected, a reminder that harmony, on the road or in life, isn't automatic. It's maintained. Every rider will eventually hear a ghost in the machine, a new sound, a new feeling, a subtle warning that something has shifted. The question isn't whether it happens. The question is whether you'll listen. So the next time your bike feels different, slow down. The next time something small seems probably fine, look closer. The next time the road gives you space to think, use it. Because maintenance isn't just about torque specs and oil weights. It's about discipline, presence, respect. If this story resonated with you, if you've ever met yourself somewhere between the throttle and the horizon, then tell us about it in the comments. Tell us how it happened and where you were. Or just drop a thumbs up in the comments. Share this with another rider who understands. And the next time you ride, don't just chase miles, listen. You might be surprised what answers are already there. We all eventually feel the pressure of the daily grind of life. Motorcycles offer a physiological and neurological overhaul. Riders experience stress reduction, enhanced focus, and are inducted into a global tribe. If you would like to learn how riding can rewrite your operating system, stick around and hang out a while longer by clicking this button. If you'd rather get out there on the road, this button is for you. I would really like to hear your ideas for Hangout topics and enjoy your questions or comments. I'll see you out on the road, and we'll see you next time.